From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Columbia County Veterans Services Department is preparing to move its administrative offices from State Street in Hudson to Fairview Avenue in Greenport. The move is expected to happen in early September. Gary Flattery, the department's executive director, said planning began last year after the department received a grant from the PFC Dwyer Fund. The fund helps people transition from military to civilian life. The county received funding from Dwyer to support its programs, making it possible for Veterans Services Department to rent space at 389 Fairview for a recreation room where veterans and their families can unwind. As of August 14th, Flattery was authorized to expand into the space above the day room. Additional opportunities are opening up for veterans and their families, Flattery said, including an opportunity at the Martin Van Buren Historic Site and the High and Mighty Horse Farm in Ghent. Flattery said, and I quote, "The Dwyer Fund is turning into a good thing for our veterans," end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The 179th Annual Columbia County Fair begins August 28th and continues through September 2nd at the County Fairgrounds in Chatham. Betsy Braley, one of the fair's directors, said, and I quote, "We're expecting beautiful weather, and it's a wonderful tradition to come to the fair each year," end quote. New to the fair this year is an exotic animal petting zoo and the state police rollover simulator. There will also be 4-H competitions at the show ring, hot dog pig races, oxen demonstrations, a heritage village, magic shows, a watermelon eating contest, hypnosis shows, and acrobats. Also new this year, the mandatory manual search or electronic scan of guests and their property as they enter the fairgrounds. Braley said, and I quote, "The bag check policy is for everyone's safety, similar to those instituted at the Dutchess Fair and the State Fair," end quote. The demolition derby will be held Wednesday and Thursday nights. Braley said more than 30 acts are expected to participate in the Columbia County's Got Talent competition. On Saturday, the annual Firefighters Parade steps off at 11 a.m. and the main act, featuring country rock singer Frankie Ballard, begins at 7 p.m. Sunday. A full schedule of events can be found at ColumbiaFair.com. Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, August 27th, announced the opening of its new Gene F. Haas Center for Advanced Manufacturing Skills. The $14.5 million, 37,000-square-foot facility will allow the college to double its enrollment in the Advanced Manufacturing Technology degree program, according to a press release. The program prepares students for careers as CNC machinists, toolmakers, and industrial technicians, as well as with marketing, sales, procurement, and supervisory jobs. According to Hudson Valley, it's the only community college training program of its kind within 125 miles and boasts a 100% job placement rate for graduates. Hudson Valley Community College was founded in 1953 and offers more than 80 degree and certificate programs. It is one of 30 community colleges in the State University of New York system with an enrollment of more than 10,500 students. David Lombardo is reporting for the Times Union. Two state corrections officers say their superiors forced them to choose between their religion and their jobs. State corrections officers Brian Sugrim and David Feliciano initiated legal action in federal court August 26, alleging the New York Department of Corrections and Community Supervision discriminated against them by putting both men on suspension this summer after they refused to shave their beards. Both men say they maintain their beards for religious reasons. Sugrim and Feliciano were reinstated hours after the lawsuit was filed. Both are stationed at the Fishkill Correctional Facility in Dutchess County. DOCCS spokesperson Thomas Maley said the department took another look at the religious exemptions in light of the new state law that bans employment discrimination based on religious attire and facial hair. Sugrim and Feliciano were reinstated with full back pay, according to the department. Maley said in a statement, and I quote, DOCCS will be reviewing its rules regarding facial hair immediately in light of the new law, end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.